Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here, and I hope that you listened to our morning show because it was a good one. And now we're all back in the studio, and of course I've got Tom Spence here with me. And what have you been doing all day?
Just been hanging out. Went over to the gym. Did a little of this, a little of that. Ran around the building twice, and I'm back.
That sums it up right there. All right, we're ready to go home. So we got Sean Stern here. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great today.
All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we talk about adding value every day in every way. And, you know, we talk about positive things in our lives. We start your day in a positive way on our 6 o'clock show. I know that might sound early to you, but if you get up and you start your day and you get off on the right foot, it's all good. So I hope that you tune in there. I want to remind you that if you ever miss any of my shows, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and they're all downloaded there, also on iTunes. And I make sure that they're all there. So we have guests from all over the world, but we also have guests from right here in the 805. And we talk about things that are happening right here. So, again, I also have a Facebook page. That is The Kim Pagano Show. Like us and share us, and you'll be knowing what's going on in the 805. Our first guest today is Todd Simon, and he is the Senior Vice President of Omaha Steaks and International Incorporated, and he's going to be talking to us about grilling a steak and teaching us how to do it. You know, what's interesting is my daughter just actually bought us some Omaha steaks for my husband, and I got to eat them too. Of course, that's
very
a great
nice,
gift when,
nice.
You know, they get them for somebody else and you get to be included in it. So I'm really excited. There is something special and different about them, and they kind of just melt in your mouth. So I'm excited to talk with Todd about that. And then we have our next guest is Dai Lee, and she is a nationally known relationship expert and life coach. And she's going to give us some tips on how to improve our relationships. And Sean, maybe you can improve your one with yourself.
Yeah.
No,
in
no
my
but
self
you know
relationship.
What? Yeah, but you know what? You never know. I mean, you always kind of learn something from it. I feel like this is like school on air. I really do. Every day, I love learning from my guests. So, anyways, let's welcome our first guest on, Todd Simon. Are you there?
I'm here. It's great to be with you, Kim and Tom and everybody else in the studio.
You got it. All right. So, gosh, you know, for anybody that doesn't know or maybe hasn't tasted an Omaha steak, tell us what's the difference. Why do they melt in your mouth?
Well, there's some really, really important differences between Omaha steaks and every other steak. The first thing is that we start out with grain-fed Midwestern beef. We are in Omaha, Nebraska. We kind of get the first look at the very best steaks. It's kind of like, you know, if you're getting fresh seafood, you know, do you want fresh seafood in Iowa, or do you want fresh seafood that's, you know, coming right off the docks and, you know, in Boston or Santa Monica or wherever it's coming from? So, you know, we're close to the source of supply. All of our beef is USDA inspected. And then we hand select the beef. We naturally age it for 21 to 28 days. That is really probably the biggest single difference, because aging is an old world art that's really all but lost today. And we take our time with the beef. It adds a restaurant quality, mellow flavor, helps to add tenderness, flavor to the meat.
Now, let me back you up right there.
I was going to say, Todd, some of us know about aging in the fact that we've heard, oh, this is aged beef, but I've always heard there's wet aging and dry aging. Could you tell us a little bit about the differences and what you do with your Omaha?
Sure. So at Omaha Steaks, we generally wet age, and what that means is that we buy roasts, in effect. We buy like whole tenderloins, whole strip loins, and then we cut them into steaks. And what we do is when they come into us, They're in a vacuum sealed bag, and we keep that at a controlled temperature of 28 degrees for 21 days. Now, the reason that we use wet aging is because it leaves the beef much juicier. Dry aging involves taking the meat out of the vacuum-sealed bag and letting it age in the air. And what happens there is that literally moisture will evaporate from the meat. Now, there's a debate as to whether or not that might concentrate the flavors or do something different with the meat. Our perspective has been for five generations that the wet aging process is basically better because it does not cause a moisture loss, and thus you end up with juicier.
Plus, you retain that bright, nice color, whereas I understand the dry aging, you lose it, turns a little more gray. It's not as presentable if you're going to have guests over and serving.
Well,
steaks.
Hold on, because Todd, let's just ask you right off if we went around our table here. Todd, how do you like your steak cooked?
I like my steak cooked medium rare, closer to rare.
Okay, I'm right there with you. How about you, Sean?
I used to be a rare or bloody person,
yeah.
But I stopped eating meat for several years, and then now that I'm back, I notice I'm ordering it more medium rare.
Okay,
or
so you like
medium.
It, yeah. How about you, Tom?
Many years ago, Arnold Schwarzenegger told me to eat it close to raw, so I'm definitely on the rare side.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I literally used to say, just bring the cow out, hand me a knife, and I'll ride it home.
Do you know what's really interesting? And we were just talking about this the other day. We had a really good steak, and one was yours the other week. My daughter, I don't know if you heard this, but my daughter actually just got us a gift for Omaha, which we are starting to be in that time of season right now, which these make amazing gifts. But we were in Portugal, and we were out there, and they brought us a steak, but it wasn't cooked, and it was just on a piece of granite. And
wow.
I was like, oh, no, this is a little rare for me. And they're like, oh, no,
it was
no.
Like a tartare or
you
something.
You cook it. You slice it, and you put it on there, and it cooks. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
And
well, your daughter obviously has extremely good taste.
Don't you think so? See? She knows what we like.
So, Todd, we start with a good product, like an Omaha steak.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the cooking process, how to extract the best taste through cooking?
Sure. So I'm a big fan of grilling, and I think obviously you guys are in Southern California, right?
Correct.
So, obviously you can grill all year round. Lucky you, I have to shovel a path out to my grill.
You're like my dad. You had to, carry mattresses on your back, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, we don't feel sorry for you. Sorry about that. Like, as long as you have your steaks and, yeah.
So I do like grilling, and I have five tips for perfect grilling that I think everybody should know. The first one is you want to clean and preheat your grill on high. I never use low or medium unless I'm doing slow cooking or smoking.
Mm.
Then you want to lightly oil and season everything before you put it on the grill. So don't try to shake the seasoning on once you put it on the grill, but oil it, season it. That helps the searing process, and it also prevents sticking. The oil actually gets a little flame going, which is nice to kind of get a little charring on the outside of the steaks right away. And then we sear the outside of the steaks using a tongs or spatula to turn the meat. Never use a fork, piercing the meat. Makes all the juices run out. And
Todd, let me back you up again because you're on a roll here, but
sure.
What kind of oil do you use?
I prefer a nice, flavorful, fruity, extra virgin olive oil. Some people like peanut oil because it's really great in high heat situations. It really is your personal preference, but I like some oil that's got some flavor to it.
What about a coconut oil?
I've never used coconut oil, but if you think it's got a nice flavor, particularly a little bit on the fruity side, I would definitely recommend it.
Okay, just curious. Okay, great. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then so you want to use a spatula or tongs to turn the meat.
Never use a fork. Okay, what does piercing the meat do?
Yeah,
okay. If you pierce a steak, if you turn a steak and then stick a fork through it, the first thing you'll do is you'll see a bunch of meat juice come out of it. That all that is moisture leaving the meat.
Mm.
Now we like to use an app you got to know how long you want to cook the steak to get the desired level of doneness. And there, on the Omaha Steak Steak Time app, which you can find on the App Store for Android or iOS.
They have an app for steaks, too?
We have an app for steaks. Okay. And it has a terrific steak cooking chart in there where you dial in the thickness of the steak and the doneness of the steak that you want, and it tells you how long to cook it. And then it gives you a little calibration tool. If your grill's a little hotter, a little cooler than average, once you've done it a couple times, you can recalibrate and it'll be perfect.
That's great.
Time.
So this is really time related because it goes against doing a meat thermometer if you don't want to pierce the meat.
This is true. And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, we are talking about serious steak cooking. We are,
right.
And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. But we are not only talking about serious steak cooking, we're talking about Omaha steaks. They are actually really one of my favorite. But not only, I mean, I hope that we're not going to just talk about steaks today, because you have a lot of other products that are really great. And we've got Todd Simon on. So I'm so glad that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. So I'm so glad you're here.
Well, I did want to mention, thank you so much, I did want to mention that in addition to the app that I just mentioned, Omaha Steak Steak Time, you know, we really are experts on steaks. We got a lot of great content and information that will help your listeners understand how to cook steaks better. Hopefully they're cooking Omaha steaks, but they can cook any steak they want. If they just go to omahasteaks.com, we have a new recipe section. It's loaded with recipes, tips, videos, everything that your listener might need. You know, beef's not cheap. You don't want to mess it up. So go to omahasteaks.com. You can get some great recipe ideas and some great cooking tips there. And I'm going to give you one more tip, which is the 60-40 cooking method. Mm. Remember I said don't pierce the steak. Now, I'll tell you about meat. Remind me to come back to meat thermometers in a minute, because I actually do like meat thermometers in certain situations. But so let's say that you've determined that it's going to take 10 minutes to cook your steak on your grill, because it's a thick steak and your grill's nice and hot, and to get to medium rare. Well, you want to use 60-40, which means you want to do 60% of the time or 6 minutes on the first side, then turn it once and cook it 4 minutes or 40% of the time on the second side. Now, obviously, you have to figure out what that is based on the timing for your steak. But what we don't recommend is that you sit there and you press it with a spatula, you turn it a bunch of times. You don't need to do that. It's kind of like less is more when it comes to cooking the steak. And then after the cooking time is up, take it off the grill and set it on a clean plate for about 2 to 5 minutes, but let it rest before you serve it, and that helps it retain moisture and juiciness. Now, if you are going to use a meat thermometer, and I recommend it particularly as you're getting used to how your grill works, because once you get used to how your grill works, you kind of can feel it and you know what it feels
right,
like.
Right.
But and if you're going to use a thermometer, use it at the end. So time it first. If you think it's going to take 8 minutes, great. Then at about 6.5 minutes, maybe you stick it, because you're not going to turn the steak again, right, because you've already turned it. You then put your meat thermometer in and check the temperature. And, you know, I like it about 125 degrees. That's kind of a good medium rare on a steak.
I'm so hungry right now.
Remember that the steak will continue to cook once you take it off the grill, which is part of that resting process. So
right.
That's why you really knowing how long you need it on there in the first place by using the Steak Time app or the Omaha Steaks cooking chart or a good cooking chart from a good cookbook will help you understand that.
So, Todd, is there a difference between gas grill and charcoal?
That is a great question. I get that question all the time. Yes, there's a difference, obviously. The big difference, of course, is the heat source. But they both have their own advantages. So I love my gas grill because we grill almost every day, and I don't have the patience to build and tend to a charcoal fire every time I want to cook a steak. So if I want to eat steak a lot, or if I want to eat grilled chicken or grilled fish, I need to use the gas grill. So it's very, very convenient, and my gas grill has a smoker box on it, so I'll throw some soaked wood chips in there, and that adds some great smoky flavor, very similar to what you get from charcoal when you're cooking on the gas grill. So that's a great everyday solution. Now, when I want to go all out and I've got people coming over for a special occasion and I've got the time and I really want to make a show of it, I'll use my charcoal grill. And I think the charcoal has a slight, ever so slight flavor advantage, but it isn't very much, and I'm not sure that it outweighs the convenience factor of the gas grill.
Interesting. You know what, Todd, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us?
I'd be happy to.
You got it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. I'm going to do a giveaway right now. We've got two general admission passes to Roxy Stadium out here, and that's located in Camarillo, one of my favorite little places out there. And we will take caller number 7 at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008, number 7. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We're talking about Omaha Steaks. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Wake up. Welcome back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we've got Tom and Sean here and myself. I am your host, and we're talking right now. We're talking about food. That's just really the bottom line. We're talking about really good steaks and how you can cook them yourself. We've got Todd Simon on from Omaha Steaks. And Todd, you know, we've been talking about, Shonda said, all the great things that you can do, but how can you really mess up? You know, and what are the things that can really happen? I mean, if you've ever had, like, you're just dying for your dinner and all of a sudden it's all charbroiled by the time you bring it out.
Yeah, and also you hear all these wives' tales or, like, people tell you different
tips.
Don't
cut it yet,
So you gave us five great do's. Clean and preheat the grill on high, lightly oil and season, sear it, don't use a fork. Use a steak app timer, like the Omaha Steak app timer, and then use the 60-40 rule. But what are some don'ts that you don't want to mess up this beautiful steak?
Oh, after you've done this great job.
Like, for example, I have one. You don't cut right into it. I was cutting into my meat because it was just looking so savory. Half the time I would just dig into it right away, and I learned later you don't want to do that. So
right, and that's what the resting process that we talked about here is. I mean, that's one. Obviously, don't poke it with a fork. Don't overcook it. You know, less is more. So, you know, you can always put it back on the fire. When in doubt, take it off early. Cut into it. Let your guest, you know, take a bite and say, you know what, this could use a little bit more fire. Put it back on the fire. Don't worry about the grill being too hot. I don't think there's any such thing as a hot grill. They can get absolutely too hot. If your grill cooks really quickly, stand there. Don't walk away from the grill and, you know, go get a beer and chat with your friends and answer the phone. And then, you know, pretty soon you're like, oh, I forgot about those steaks.
Oh, that's the worst.
What about like seasoning? And marinades? I know sometimes I burn my stuff when I have like too much of a sugary type marinade. Like, so give us some tips on seasons and marinades.
So I'm kind of a purist. In fact, my wife's from Argentina, where the only thing they put on their meat is rock salt, you know, coarse ground salt is the only thing they use. I actually do a little bit more than that. I use a seasoning blend. We have one at Omaha Steaks. We have two different ones that I like a lot. And then, salt, pepper, garlic, onion, you know, these are kind of the standard seasonings that really work great on steaks. Sometimes a little bit of lemon zest. I like the Lowry seasoning. Salt.
I like that
good.
Too, yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of marinating unless it's a cut that really requires marination. So I don't like to marinate filet mignons or New York strips because I like the flavor of the meat there.
Sure.
But sometimes I will marinate like a flank steak.
Let's talk about that. So the Omaha Steaks, what cut is that?
The flank steak is the flank steak.
Okay.
It's used a lot in recipes that require for like a steak salad or a thinly sliced steak. I think it's oftentimes used sometimes for fajitas and different kinds of fajita recipes. It's a very firm cut. It has a nice flavor, takes a marinade very well. Mm. So we actually sell at Omaha Steaks a pre-marinated flank steak that's really, really delicious. And it's, you know, it's got kind of a very savory marinade. And I like to marinate things in kind of an Asian flavor, like with using soy sauce and lemon juice and lime juice and, you know, those kind of, and, you know, ginger. cilantro, all of those seem to be, you know, kind
okay,
of
now my mouth
I'm just
going to
step out for a minute.
No, you're not going to go get it. Yeah, exactly. Tom?
Are there any pairings at all? Like, now that you've made the steak, is there something like vegetables that you would want to serve, or are all bets off and it's to preference after that?
You know, it gets down to personal preference, but of course, you know, we've actually, at Omaha Steaks, we've built a nice business around potatoes. Obviously, steak and potatoes make sense, but things that are hard to make but are, but people always want, like twice-baked potatoes. You know, they take hours and hours to make from scratch, but you can, we sell one that's really easy to heat and serve in the oven.
That's what we like
grilling,
right there.
Yeah, and when I'm grilling at home, in fact, I've got a, if you know, on the value point, I do have a really good value for your listeners if you want me to tell them about it in a minute.
Absolutely.
But, I also grill. I grill my whole dinner, so I'll make sure when I'm grilling steaks, I'll take some asparagus, some green onions, some red peppers. I'll toss them in a Ziploc bag with some olive oil and soy sauce, and I'll throw them on the grill right next to my steaks. Well, when I'm cooking them, usually I put the vegetables on when I make my first turn.
Yeah.
Because I don't like my vegetables too soggy. I like them nice
and
crunchy.
Yeah, adante, right?
Yeah,
there you
exactly.
go. You know what I would like to find out is a little bit about your company. I guess it's a fifth generation family-owned company, correct?
That's right. I am the fifth generation in a nearly 100-year-old family business. It was a company was started by my great-great-grandfather in 1917.
Wow.
So we're an overnight success story that's taken almost 100 years. and we're still, the business is still held by my family. And we have about 2,000 employees on our team here in Omaha, Nebraska. And then we've got 85 retail stores in 26 states around the country as well.
Unbelievable. Wow. And so what is your biggest lesson that you've learned taking over this from a family?
I think that it's the same lesson that really my grandfather probably taught my dad, and my uncles, which is, you know, the customer is really number one. We are a business that has always been focused on our customers, on making sure that we deliver terrific value and quality to our customers every day, and that we want to empower the people on our team to really take action as it relates to the customer. So if a guy who's cutting a steak, one of my master butchers in our plant, if he's cutting a steak and he just doesn't like the way that meat looks, you know, he doesn't think it's up to our standards, he's got the power to kick that out of the process and say, I'm not making this. And if somebody on the packaging line says, I don't like the way that steak looks, I don't like the way it was cut, they have the power to, you know, put that steak off to the side and not put it in a package to our customers. And
so you're empowering them to make the judgment call to keep that level of quality at a certain standard.
Right. And we want people to look at the steaks and say, would you be proud to serve this to your family?
So
and
now
that's
how,
pretty much the test.
How do our listeners find Omaha Steaks? Are you a direct order type company or what's
Yeah,
the...
so you can there's a lot of different ways to get Omaha Steaks. A lot of people are going online these days to omahasteaks.com.
Okay.
We've got a special for your listeners at omahasteaks.com /summergrilling. And it's almost $100 off one of our most popular sampler packages.
Ooh, yum. Okay.
It's got 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloin, 4 pork chops, 8 burgers, 4 of those twice-baked potatoes I was telling you about, and 4 of our most popular dessert, which is a caramel apple tart.
Okay, you put me over the edge now.
Yeah. I know. And that's normally $154 if your listeners go to omahasteaks.com/summergrilling or dial **steak from their mobile phone. They'll get a text message back that will give them a link to that offer. But that's just $59.99. It's normally $154.
Wow,
so.
That's a really great deal.
And even at $154,
it's a
pretty
great deal.
I mean, if you look at all the food you're getting, you'd be paying twice that at a restaurant, maybe 3
times
that.
That's exactly right. That's really what we're hoping that, you know, people will take advantage of getting this favorite gift package because what you're getting is the opportunity to enjoy a meal with family and friends at home.
I love it.
You know,
and you know what? I'm all about mom media. Take that time. I've got 4 children, and I'm just approaching empty nesting, and I never realized, like, you know, I'm already thinking of the holidays going, are you guys, anybody coming home? Because, you know, that was so important for me to have our family dinners together.
It really is, and there's something different about doing it at home and cooking it at home and doing it yourself than there is about going out for dinner. I mean, I like going out for dinner, don't get me wrong, but I've got little kids at home, and, you know, we cook at home almost every night, and it's very, very gratifying. I love doing it. I like contributing to the health and welfare of my family.
And you know what you're eating. You know,
yeah,
that's what
right.
it's all about. Well, Todd, a pleasure talking with you. And wow, 100 years, 1917, fifth generation. Again, tell everybody how to get that great deal.
Right. So you want to go to omahasteaks.com/summergrilling, or just dial **steak from any mobile phone, and you'll get a text message back with a link to that offer.
I love it. All right. And usually it's $154, and for all my listeners, it's going to be $59. And that's a great deal. So with that, I mean, great gift right there. All
right. That's right. Perfect. Perfect for coming up for the holidays or for just enjoying your enjoying the rest of your
You got it. Todd, I'd love to talk to you again. Thank you so much. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to actually take a little break, and we'll come right back. Let's see what, you know, let's give away some Harvest tickets right now. We'll do one set on the phone, and we'll take caller number 5, and then we'll do one set on Facebook at The Kim Pagano Show. All you have to do is like it and share us with everyone, and you'll be entered in. And again, the phone number is 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dai Lee, and we're going to be talking about relationships. So we'll be right back.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host. I'm here with Tom and Sean. I could just rhyme all day long. No, oh, and even all, there you, oh, that was for,
absolutely on fire.
That was good. I like it. All right. And
we're having fun here.
We
in the
are,
studio.
You know, I'm telling you, it's all good. We've been giving away some Harvest Festival tickets. We got that coming up, and we're going to continue to do that. That's what we do, is kind of give back. And I'd love to hear what's going on out there. If anybody's got anything that they want to shout out or something that's happening in the 805, let us know. We want to get that word out for you.
Yeah, and I was excited to hear all those kind of like grilling tips and steak.
I know.
It made me hungry.
I'm telling you.
I never knew no stabbing, and I always thought flipping made you look cool.
Well, I knew no cutting right after you cook the meat, but I didn't know
that either.
I knew the whole let it rest thing because I used to do like the tri-tips.
But I didn't know you had to use
it's
a
not
spatula.
It's not dead. It's been fired, and you still have to let it rest.
You let it rest
It's
for
just
a
like
bit.
A bottle of wine, I
yeah.
guess. You know,
just like a woman.
Let it breathe.
Gotta
just
let it rest.
Gotta let it rest.
Oh. All right, they just looked at that's me like, a, no, yeah, no, no, whatever.
That's a perfect segue into our next guest about relationships.
So. Yeah, you guys need this because if you had just rolled your eyes at it, I love it. So let's bring our next guest on, Dai Lee. Are you there?
Yes, hi. How are you guys?
I'm great, thank you. We're all great here. So tell us, you're going to talk to us about how to improve your relationship. And some of us, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes we don't even know that we need to improve it, right?
True.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a nationally known real estate. Do you like that? It is real estate.
It is it's kind of a type of real estate.
I know, you know, it's like that's my partner and I own real estate in them, you know, but
bought stock in this person.
Exactly. You know, what if you bought stock in the wrong? No. Okay, wait, that's a whole nother show. Anyways, we're talking about relationships here. So tell us a little bit. How did you get started in relationships and life coach?
Actually, you know, it kind of, I guess, found me at an early age. People would somehow gravitate toward me, even as a teenager, to talk about their relationships and their outlook on life. And it's just something that, you know, kind of happened in passing. And I seriously feel that it's just something that I've just been given. It's not something that
I've done.
I
like my radio show. You know, it is interesting how things find you. And and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I like this. Never even thought of it, you know. And then you kind of just things start generating towards you.
Now, Dai, would you say that you have always been in relationships and they've just come easy for you?
Are you in a relationship?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. I am, and a very beautiful, compatible relationship. Absolutely. He is the love of my life, and
yes. You know what? And I feel the same way about my relationship too. And it's so important to have that.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
What are some of the things that you can talk about that you've learned from different working, you know, with different couples and stuff?
Yes.
I know one of the things is you call the blame game. That's a big no-no, right?
That is a big no-no because it kind of sends the relationship in a negative spiral, in a negative feeds on negative. And when we play that blame game, we're not taking responsibility for our part in that issue or that argument, that whatever, you know, that seems to be going on.
So when you call the blame game, what if, I mean, give us an example.
Well, let's see. If a couple is arguing about, let's pick a topic. I mean, just say, pick any topic. Off the top of my head, I can't think of
money. How about money? Just they're in an argument over spending too much money.
Spending too much. That's actually a very common one, yes. So the husband or the partner, the gentleman says, okay, you know what, we are spending too much money, you're spending too much money, and they get in an argument, and the blame game is then on her, that she's the one that's spending all the money. So, you know, it's actually then would be, if that were said to me, I would say, you know what, honey, I'm really sorry, you're right, we need to keep to a budget. So let's sit down and discuss how much we should spend on a, you know, in a given month towards all of the necessities and not go over that. And both kind of commit to each other because, you know, he would have to commit to that too.
It's almost empowering the relationship to open up a communication as opposed to like just a talking to each other.
Exactly. Exactly. Or just, you know, blaming the other for you, it's all you. It's not, because it's always us. It's always, what can I do to change myself? What can I do to adjust to the circumstance? Because even if it's something really small, if we step up to the plate and take ownership of that and admit our fault in that, the other typically will come back and say, you know what, no, I can't let you take the blame for that. I'm the one that actually did this, you know. It wasn't really your
fault. Is that common? Because do men mostly, I don't know. So you think that men will say, I'm sorry I did that?
No.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm not
saying that. Okay, because
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insinuate that.
Okay.
Both sides, I mean, often do try and say, hey, wait a minute, it's all him. Oh, wait, no, it's all her, right? I mean, both sides do that. But if one or the other tries to break that negative cycle by saying, wait a minute, okay, so you know what? You're right. You know, own up to that portion of the issue. You know, you're right. I did spend, you know, whatever, $50 on this, and I didn't really need to do that this month. you know, it wasn't necessary. It was a frivolous cost. And I think if we own up to something, to the other, then the other is typically more receptive to, okay, right, you know, but you deserve it. That dress is gorgeous on you. I know you have enough dresses, but it's gorgeous on you. Okay, I'm glad that you got it. Let's just, going forward, let's stick to X amount for the budget for every month.
Talk to us a little bit about boundaries, setting healthy boundaries that don't separate us, but actually allow us to become closer.
Absolutely, boundaries are healthy and they're good. But personally, I feel sky's the limit. So there's boundaries, and yet there's no boundaries. So on a physical level, let's say another topic that usually causes couples to argue a lot is sex or attention from the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm out, with my honey and someone's paying attention to me. And maybe a little bit too much attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Depends on how I react to that.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
So if the person's just, you know, looking a woman up and down, hey, the guy usually should feel good about that, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, he's looking at my woman.
I got
right?
a good looking, you know, like, vice versa.
It's a compliment, but what if they are jealous or insecure? That's when the problem starts, right?
Exactly. It's both two. There's two sides to it. There's one, if the gentleman is jealous, that automatically is a negative thing. If the woman is not putting boundaries up, like, hey, I have a man, I'm not interested in you, thank you for the compliment. If she's not putting that boundary up and kind of flirtatious, if you will, that is also causing a problem. Because then it doesn't allow the gentleman to say, wow, you know, she is with me. She does love me. She's not trying to just get attention from every guy out there. Because that typically causes a problem. Like, hey, you know, are we together or
right.
do you want to be single?
and how would you say that in a relationship? I mean, is that, you know, because there's a lot of times that I see people and you're thinking, you know, wait, something's going wrong in their relationship. I mean, you can sense it.
Absolutely can. You're right. And sometimes it's an open relationship. Sometimes it's an issue. One is more committed to the other. You see, a whole variety of different things. But, yeah, there has to be boundaries on both sides for that.
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And thank you so much for joining us. We talked a little bit about steaks and food and cooking, and now we're cooking up our relationships with Dai Lee here. And we're talking about how to improve them. And, you know, I'm going through empty nesting, and that's a whole nother, you know, it's like we've been so invested in our children. We have four children, and all of a sudden it's time to invest back into
what
our
amazing
relationship.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
You guys get to have like a whole nother renewal.
Exactly.
Yep.
So
a new honeymoon.
So talk to us a little bit about that.
How to have a new honeymoon?
Well, it's interesting because I see, you know, a lot of people that, you know, maybe are a little bit before me. And they don't have anything in common anymore. And it's kind of scary. It's like, I think this is a really crucial time of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wait. Their kids are, you know, either out of school or, you know, just going into college. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is a perfect time to bail out of my relationship now. You know, I mean, I've seen that too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I have too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're right. See both. You see, sometimes they want to bail and sometimes they're like, hey, now what? You know, so different in both circumstances.
Yeah, women or the men.
Right. You have to bring that spark back. You have to bring the passion back. You have to bring that quality, nurturing time together. You know, date night once a week is, I'd say, is vital to have, because it's the time to, whether it's Friday night, Saturday night, whatever, to regroup from the week, talk about it, kind of, you know, get back together and have fun doing something, because we all need to have fun in our life.
Well, you
and
know,
we all need to have fun together.
You know, Dai, you talk about date night, okay, and we've all heard about date night, but, you know, if you've got five nights of you guys are alone together, I mean, you know, I think it's about really finding kind of like your next chapter of who you are.
Absolutely.
And you have to be happy within yourself. And then a lot of people are, you know, they're bored or they're depending on their partner to make them happy. And that's a big problem.
It is, and that's because we are so geared to me, 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 right? So during the week, weekends, whatever, we get back from work, and, hey, I want to, you know, play games, or I want to watch a football game, or, hey, I want to go on Facebook, or, hey, whatever, right? You just, there's me, me, me.
Sure.
And you're right, absolutely. And I was going to say, on top of date night, it's a regular basis of coming together and also having separate time, too. Girls' night out, guys' night out, right? And alone time is also very healthy. But on a regular basis, daily basis, every weekend, to have certain things that you like to do together, whether it's playing gin or chess or watching a favorite TiVo program, or, you know, going out for a movie, or going out for a walk in a park, which it actually I really highly recommend, because we're getting back to the roots of nature. When we're outside and we're walking together, it's and I've read about this, I'm not a scientist, but, you know, there are waves that come up from the Earth's crust, and I guess it's called magnetic field, a geomagnetic field. And when we walk in nature, we're capturing that, and it's something that we really need, especially this day and age with all the high tension wires and the cable boxes and
just,
you know,
with
smart
meters. The cell phones,
yeah.
Cell phones,
just
exactly.
The cell phones. I mean, people are so hooked up. You know,
I think you see people often too out, and they're not even speaking to each other on date night at dinner. They're checking their text
yeah.
messages
uh-huh.
and their text. You
I
know.
Think that's really where it needs to start.
What's
right.
But let's say you've been in a, like, because I myself, the last relationship I was in, it was 15 years. So after 15 years of, you know, of a relationship, you start having kind of like this pattern recognition thing where you start, I know how she's going to react. Or even when new things come into the sphere of things, you kind of anticipate or create these false expectations, like maybe they won't. How do you bring new stuff into an old relationship?
Oh, great question.
Very good question. Yes. you know, my suggestion is always that we should, okay, first of all, the couple has to care for one another. They have to really want to work at it. Both have to be givers and give to each other.
Let me stop you right there. That is probably the biggest thing. I'm a hair therapist, and there's so many times, you know, they always say, like, the bartender knows everything, the hairstylist knows everything
yeah,
too, okay?
True.
Everybody comes in, and they're like, you know, I'm just not really happy, and I'm like, well, is he happy or is she? You know, you kind of get both sides of it,
mm-hmm.
but then you go, you know what? Do you really want to be with this person? Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't, it's time to get out. But
right.
if both of them still really love each other, then it's worth waiting and fighting for.
Exactly. And then they can, because then they can take that back. They can take the union back by, you know, rediscovering themselves and each other and their common interests and what makes each of them happy individually as well as together.
Right.
You know, I mean, because I think it's really important to do something for the other, whether it's, you know, the guy saying, hey, honey, you know, I know you really love romantic comedies. This is one that just came out, you know, yesterday. You want to go see it? You know, little things like that go a real long way. Same for the woman. If the woman says, you know, honey, I know you, you know, love this football game. To actually go to a football game with him, you know how much that means to them. If that's their life, oh, my God, they live for football. You know, once in a while, not like every Sunday or whatever, or, you know, every month or anything, but, you know, just to be able to tee that up, to be able to do something for the other. When the couple wants to, you know, really work at it, like you said, that's where sky's the limit. I mean, there's so many things that you can do to rediscover the relationship and bring it back, bring that fire, bring that passion, bring that, you know, that happiness and that peace of mind back together.
Di, stay on with us. We're going to talk a little bit further, but we're going to take a really quick break right
sure.
now. All right. If you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking about relationships, but we're talking about things that add value to our lives. And we've got Tom and Sean, and I'm Kim. And you know what we're going to do? Let's give away a $25 gift certificate to Lures Fish House right now, one of my favorite places. And they're located in Ventura, Camarillo, and Westlake. And they've created a goal with providing you with a top-tier seafood experience. And I love their oyster bar. I sit up right there at the oyster bar, and yeah, it's wonderful.
Let's do it.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, let's do caller number 10, at 805-419-0008. That's caller number 10, 805-419-0008. That is for a $25 gift certificate to Lures Fish House.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And lots of callers and lots of great giveaways here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you, if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and listen there. They're all downloaded there and on iTunes. And if you have something that you want to promote on my show, or you want to shout it out in the 805, give us a call. And again, that number is the same one, 805-419-0008. Or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, and love to hear from you. And if there's even a great cause or story out there, that's what it's all about. It's about spreading the word.
Yeah, we kind of rely on the listeners to let us know what's going on in the community, and that's what kind of makes this show a lot of fun for me. There's stuff that I've never even heard of, and I'm all of a sudden, that's
get ready,
right
babe.
Here.
Get ready. There you go. Awesome. All right, and right now we're talking with Dai Lee, and we're talking about how to improve your relationship. And, you know, and it's interesting. Do you think that more women are jealous or more men are jealous?
More men are jealous, but, you know, a lot of women are, too.
How do you help that? What, I mean, you know, is it just that they have either been hurt before, or is it because they don't have a good trust, or what makes jealousy?
Several different reasons, but I'd say the number one that I've seen is that there isn't a, like you were talking about earlier, boundary with it for the couple. So it's easy for a man to be jealous if, you know, his woman isn't necessarily having those boundaries for, you know, maybe being a little flirtatious with men who are, you know, finding them attractive. There's nothing wrong with, you know, compliments and, wow, you know, your wife or your partner is gorgeous. You know, that is a compliment to the man, and the man really feels good about that. But, you know, I think both sides, if they don't have the boundaries for that, like, hey, I'm with him, I'm with her, then, of course, I mean, there's going to be jealousy.
But so how do you set, do you have tips on how to set up your boundary? Because a lot of times, I mean, what I found is if I say something to my husband, we're going to go to this party and there's going to be this really good looking lady there, I want to make sure you're not going to look at her. I'm just, you know, making this up. But, you know, well, he's going to be ultra sensitive. Like, what if I look over there? Then yeah. I put him on this, you know, I mean, how would you say it?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of things in play there because we're also talking about security issue.
Exactly. Security. Or then then your partner is going to look at you also and say, oh my God, do you not trust me? You know, and then,
well, right.
I mean, so how do you set that up ahead of time?
There's several different things on both sides. So for a woman in that circumstance, we realize that there are gorgeous women everywhere, right?
Yep.
And I think it's natural for our man to say, wow, she's beautiful. But there's a difference between them saying, wow, she's like you see someone on a movie. Wow, you know, Angelina Jolie is gorgeous. Yeah, she is gorgeous. You know, but it's different if it's, wow, look at her, check her out. You know,
and if it's just going on
and
on,
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there has to be a boundary set where, and an understanding between the couple, like, hey, it's okay to admit that there's someone of the opposite sex that is attractive, but I don't want to be with that person. Hey, you know, I met Brad Pitt. He's gorgeous, but I don't want to be with him.
Also, Di, just on the break, we were talking with Divin Tom, and he mentioned something about I think we should all be allowed the museum rule. We can always look.
Right.
And you eat at home?
Yeah, no, but you end up going,
that's what they say.
Have your own art at home, right?
Yeah, you read the menu, but you have to go home to eat.
Because it is unhealthy to, like, be so placed in a box to where you feel like you can't look at an attractive man or woman.
Do you think that's going to tend to make you go out of your marriage, right?
I don't think so, as long as there's an understanding between the couple that it's not a license to go out and check out all the, you know, the gorgeous girls in town.
Exactly.
It's not a license for the girl to do that too, and hey, and allow them to flirt with them and all that. There's got to be the boundaries and what each is comfortable with.
Yeah, but you know, Hooters has really good wings.
They have the
they've got great wings. Seriously, gotta try them out. And the biggest stretch I've ever heard in my life was when Hooters had a Mother's Day celebration.
Wow!
I want to meet that woman.
Oh.
But that's when it's, no pun intended, in your face. When you go to some of these places,
that's pretty funny.
It is.
Yeah.
It's there, and some of these. They call them restaurants. And you start to get to the point where when you do, why'd you pick this place? You
know, right.
Great. And you have to be sensitive and strategic.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're sensitive to your spouse, it almost makes them even feel more special. Because here you're surrounded, you're acknowledging other people's either, because it doesn't have to be physical beauty. They could be just very engaging, interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you're caught in a great relationship at a party. And the next thing you know, your wife or your girlfriend or your husband is like looking at you like, I'm feeling neglected a little bit. It's not, and that's on an intellectual level. So
absolutely.
It's kind of like, as long as you're sensitive to that and you address it, I think.
I think you hit it right there.
Absolutely. Yep.
Di, where do we find out more about you? We're at the end of our show right now.
Okay. Yes. Well, Di Lee, .tv, also on Facebook, Music by Di Lee. I'm a singer-songwriter. People come to me confidentially. I help them with their relationship issues and things like that, life issues.
Okay, perfect.
So, and that's what the songs are kind of about, just kind of stress-relieving songs, bring us back to, you know, uplift our spirits and for a couple to be able to bring back their union.
Well, thank you so much. We are at the end of our show. It's been great, Tom and Sean and Kim. I do want to remind you that if you missed any part of our show, you can go to kimpaganoshow.com. Like us on Facebook. Of course, I end all of my shows with a life lived. And know in your heart that all things are possible. We couldn't conceive of a miracle if none had ever happened. With that, You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll talk to you later.